Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All I know is I pay more attention now to Medicare than I have in my entire life. No, not just because I'm 62, not because we're all being inundated, but because of what I learn every week with the good people at MediConnect and, of course, the Senior Zone. They want to help you with your Medicare. You got open enrollment. That's happening now. Two of them are underway. But it really is about people at that stage in their life that are supposed to be in the zone to get the most out of life. And that's the mission of MediConnect, and that's why I'm a part of their team. I love what they do, and it's nice to have them here today with us on KDK Radio. Their number is 888-818-MEDI. And as in every week prior, people standing by right now, so you're not going to get a voicemail. You're going to get questions answered. You're going to get immediate results. And everybody wants that instant gratification, and I'm one of them when it comes to healthcare. So 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Brian Breisinger is back again. Brian, we've got a lot to cover. But, man, it's so nice to know that people can actually call on a Saturday morning and get a human voice and hear, actually engage in a conversation to where when they hang up and they finish their cup of coffee or get ready with the rest of their weekend, they have some sort of game plan. That's a great thing.
Yes, Rob. Good morning, and thank you for having us on the show again. Question for you, though.
All right.
We have live representatives on the line, ready to go, each and every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. I'd be curious to know, because you've been doing this a little bit longer than I have.
Never.
I was going to say, how many shows in the past have
not,
you had?
Not many, not many, because, you know,
it's difficult to do, right?
It's the weekend.
Yes, absolutely.
But you guys, I think you understand, people need some time to think this. And many of the people that are on Medicare, everybody has that perception that they're retired and they have all week. That's not the case. A lot of folks are still working or making a transition, so they, like the rest of us, you got to run errands on the weekends. So that's why it's so great to have those people standing by to where somebody on their day off or a day that they can slow down a little bit and actually, you know, chew their food, digest it, and have a conversation with someone without having to run 100 places all within an hour before they start work. That's what makes you guys so special.
That was really the concept behind why we did what we did. You know, I've listened to the radio for years. People call in, they ask questions, not just health insurance, but a lot of even the political shows. And, you know, it's difficult to get answers to really make decisions and help you in your life when you're asking over the radio waves, and most times you're getting a general type of answer, right? And when you're talking about somebody's health insurance, it gets really specific.
Or you get, if you want, press one. If you want, press two.
That too.
Listen.
That too. That's a big stickler of mine.
Especially when you have time to talk and you make the call and you're like, okay, I got all my stuff. My questions are written down. And that just kind of, you know what happens? Then people just don't want to deal with it and they put it off. And the next thing you know, they're down to a handful of days before the open enrollment closes, or a situation that they're supposed to be engaged in is going to go away.
Right.
So you want them to get the best experience. Listen. In your business, in any business, and I think you know this, you're a smart young man, first impressions are everything.
Absolutely.
So that's just some thought.
No, appreciate that. Appreciate that. And for those out there that haven't heard of us before, we are MediConnect. We're the area's largest fully independent healthcare advisory firm. So we're free of any influence from all of the insurers. And I think in today's day and age, that's important. You know, there's a lot of information being spread over the TV and over the radio. Everyone's out there trying to sell their products, but really, what is the best product for you, and where can you get an independent source? That's the whole purpose for MediConnect. We have individuals that can visit with folks in person or over the phone, so we can do both. We help people, you know, to make those important healthcare decisions. And right now, interestingly enough, we're running in double and dual enrollment periods at the moment. So not only can we help folks over the age of 65, you know, whether it's, I need to sign up for Medicare for the first time, Brian, how do I do it? You know, what are all the roles involved? What are all the state and federal programs that are available to me? How do I make a decision between Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement plans? What are they? How they work? Our representatives can work with you to help answer all of those questions. But more importantly, we can also help the folks that are under 65. And we haven't spent a lot of time talking about that over the recent months here, Rob, primarily because in the Medicare space, there's so many different options out there and really a lot of confusion centering around that space. However, the under 65 marketplace is also underserved. Our representatives are ACA certified. They're able to help folks. So for the ones out there today that are listening that are under 65 years of age and you have individual health insurance, you too can also call 888-818-6334 and either get questions answered or more importantly, get a review for the next upcoming season. It runs until December 15th. And we've already been told that there have been changes and adjustments to those individual plans for the new year. More competitive products are hitting the marketplace, which is great, Rob, because for the, you know, past few years, there hasn't been a lot of options out there for folks under the age of 65 like myself. That is now slowly starting to change. There's also ancillary benefits on some of these under 65 plans, you know, dental and hearing or vision benefits that are out there for folks. So please call the office, talk to a representative, get your questions answered, and hopefully be able to get you in the right position moving forward. So as I mentioned, we are in the middle of the Medicare enrollment season. It's a little crazy out there, Rob. Volume has been extremely high, actually much higher than even I had predicted. We have had, I think, over 600 people now that we have actually made an adjustment for just in the first few weeks of the enrollment season. So that's not counting all the people that we've had conversations with. So it's been a whirlwind, that's for sure. Make sure you tune into us. We are on the air each and every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. On KDKA. We also have upcoming events coming over the next 2 weeks here. You know, as we like to say each and every week, it's not just being on the radio, but it's also being in the community too. And to me, that's important. So if anybody's listening that's in the Cranberry area, we're going to be in Cranberry in the next few days. On November 11th, we're going to be up at the Cranberry Public Library. We're going to be doing workshops, Rob, not just talking to folks that are signing up for Medicare for the first time, but also talking about what's happening for this particular enrollment period for people over the age of 65. So if you want to come out, you want to meet us in person, you can reach us at MediConnectInsurance.com. Go to the website. You'll see our seminars section there. You can click that and sign up online. Or you can just call the office at 888-818-6334. Talk to one of our representatives there at the office.
All right. We'll be back more with Brian Breisinger. If you have a phone call, if you have a question you want to call us, do so. 866-391-1020. All right, we're back with Brian Breisinger, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. I know you have a lot to get to, but explain the two open enrollment periods. Explain that.
Sure. So there are two separate enrollment periods, Rob, for people over the age of 65 and for folks under 65. The Medicare enrollment season runs from October 15th to December 7th. That is for anybody over the age of 65 or it has Medicare. So what I mean by that is you don't necessarily always need to be over the age of 65 to fall into that enrollment period. If you have Social Security disability and you have the ability after a two-year period of time to be eligible for Medicare, so it's for anybody that qualifies for Medicare. We just tend to say over the age of 65 because that usually is 95% plus of the population. But we do have people under 65 that are on Medicare. So if you're on Medicare, that enrollment season runs October 15th to December 7th. And Rob, there's a lot of big decisions that need to be made in that short period of time, unfortunately. And for anybody out there listening that is in that age classification and has Medicare, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, I was talking to my mother-in-law just a few days ago. She was at our house and she's turning 65 and just getting inundated with material in the mail. Your date of birth is public information. So everybody's going to jump on a hawk, be like a hawk and jump on you. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we like to have an independent voice out there in the marketplace because it's difficult to sift through all of that noise and try and make the right educated decision for you. It's your health insurance. It's important. The second enrollment period that's running simultaneously, unfortunately, is the individual enrollment period for people under the age of 65. Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, you've probably heard those terms, Rob. Those people run from November 1st to December 15th. So MediConnect offers services to both parties, and I wanted to make sure I mention that because we've been talking a lot about Medicare and we haven't been talking enough about the folks in my age classification. So we do have representatives that are live there on the line. I think we're only running until 10:30 today. Usually we run a little bit longer than that on Saturdays. So please call the office, 888-818-6334. Either get your questions answered, call to sign up for a meeting, you know, to meet with somebody in person, or to attend one of our upcoming workshops.
So what are the most obvious questions? And how many times do you actually tell someone, you're good, what you have, I think you're ready to roll? I mean, is there always some tweaking going on? And also, what are some of the most common questions?
Sure. No, there's definitely tweaking that goes on. But there's plenty of times we sit down with folks. In fact, there was a couple that was, I crisscrossed them. They actually were folks listening to the radio. I crisscrossed them in the hall this past week. They had come into our office. They preferred to do that versus us coming and visiting them at their home. And no, they had group health insurance benefits and retirement. Our representative went down through their summary of benefits with them, talked about the formularies. And at the end of all of it, they were fine where they were. We sent them back home, but at least they had that peace of mind, right?
Yeah.
You don't always get that, though. You know, I'd say 2 out of 3 times we sit down with an individual, there's something that pops up, and it's always the devil's in the detail, right, Rob? And I'll give you an example of this. PACE. So for anybody that knows the word PACE and PACENET, and if you're out there and you have that, you know, you've subscribed to PACE or PACENET, which is the pharmaceutical plan assistance program that we have in the state of Pennsylvania, Rob. So if you bet on the lottery, thank you for your money, because that's really what's going to fund that program. That individual program has adjustments and changes that happen over the course of a year. In fact, there's contract renewals that are going on right now with a lot of the major Medicare plans out there. But if you make basically $35,500 or less in income, and you have PACE and PACENET, and you have a standalone prescription drug plan, so maybe you're not one of these individuals that falls into that Medicare Advantage arena. You might have a Medicare supplement plan, or you might just have traditional Medicare, but you have this standalone prescription drug card that you're holding on to, and that's the card that you take each and every time you go to get your prescriptions filled. Well, if you have PACE and you have that prescription drug card, and it's not saying SilverScript or WellCare, those are the two primary providers that are contracted with PACE and PACENET, so you can't get the benefits of that program in the state of Pennsylvania without those two standalone drug cards. Do you have a Medicare Advantage plan? You have a Medicare Advantage plan, and that Medicare Advantage plan also can work hand-in-hand with PACE and PACENET at the state level. But there is contract negotiations going on right now, Rob, and you know, right now, not all of them have renewed for 2020. So if you're one of those individuals, you have PACE and PACENET, you might have a standalone drug plan, maybe that drug plan isn't a SilverScript or a WellCare, or you're not sure where you're going to be fitting in 2020, give the office a call, sit down, go through that. That's one idea that I can mention for you there.
You know, it's amazing. You zig when you should zag. It can really rock the boat big time.
It's constantly adjusting and changing. And that's unfortunate because, you know, people get scared, they get nervous, and typically when they get that way, they get paralyzed. And then they just don't do anything. And that's the worst mistake you can make, right? Because once these benefits make their adjustments in January 1st of 2020, Rob, there's very little we at MediConnect can do to help folks.
You're how old?
I'm 44 now.
All right, I'm 62. The big difference when you're 42, you cannot think like you're 42 when you're 62. When you're 42, you can think like you're 42. In other words, you do your benefits, you're pretty much guaranteed that you're going to be pretty good throughout the rest of the year. But what people need to really consider at 62, it's a different playing field than when you're 42. Your health can literally change on a dime overnight. I mean, that's something that can happen to anyone. But if you were a betting person, the odds are more in my favor that if I say I'm 62 and it could change overnight or next week, I'm going to take that bet because I'm 62. That's why people need to make the right decision at this age.
And I'll take it a step further with you.
Okay. You know what I mean
yes,
by that.
Yes, I totally understand what you mean. The industry isn't helping either. So there's a lot of information and noise out there in the marketplace, on the TV screens, on the radios, in the ads, on the newspapers. It's not all serving the public for their best interest. And I'll give you a prime example of this.
Okay.
You know, the fact that we run at the volume that we run, Rob, I fortunately get to have, you know, connections into some of these organizations and talk to folks at very high levels. Do you realize how many people out there that have Medicare and Medicaid? So if you are out there listening and you have that access card and you have Medicare and Medicaid, how many folks are transitioning into Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan that shouldn't be there? They have dual-eligible plans that are built for those folks, but they see an ad on TV for zero premium, and they call just to get information. And the representative that's living in Connecticut, most likely, they're not even here in Pittsburgh, they're talking to them on the phone, Rob, and they're saying, oh, yes, absolutely, for $0, we can give you this, and we can give you that. And the person's not completely sure, and they say, sure, sign me up. And what they're doing is they're losing the Medicaid status of their benefits, and it's causing them problems after the new year. So it's imperative that you're really, really taking a cautious approach when you're calling those 1-800 numbers that you're seeing on TV, or if you're seeing these ads and they say zero premium, and I know you're going to recognize some of these national names and insurers that are out there, I ask you to pause and be very, very careful with that. That's first. And then second off, the few people that are doing it online. Do you know, Rob, that the people that sign up online for these Medicare plans, that is also the highest disenrollment rate? For all the different avenues of folks that come to an insurer, they're the highest disenrollment rate. Why is that? Because people are reading online, they're nervous, they don't have really an independent voice to talk to, and they're trying to make the decisions themselves. And as a result of doing that and signing up, there's a lot of these details that nobody has gone through with them. And then they learn after the fact, right? But when you learn after the fact, that's typically when it's costing your money. And that's why they end up disenrolling.
Well, and here, you need to go in and talk to someone who can look at you, and you can go over your health conditions and who you are, your workplace, your home life, your family life, because this is what you do every day. And there's nothing like eye to eye, that contact that you have with a human being. And you're sitting there and you go on that checklist, check off, check this one off, check this one off. So you know you're getting the right pieces of the puzzle put in place with the right plan to help you if, and there's a good chance, even if you're in good health, once you reach that sixth decade, things change. That's life. You don't hear as well. You don't see as well. Things change. So you're going to have to be able to adapt, but you want to make sure that you have the coverage that you need, and you're going to get that with MediConnect.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's really what we focus on each and every day, waking up and trying to do. This is our community. You can call one of our representatives and ask them where South Park is, Rob, and they're going to know.
Exactly.
Right? Right. I mean, right. That actually matters in our space of health insurance, because they know where Allegheny General Hospital is. You know, and that's where we have so many of these disconnects happening in the marketplace. And then we have folks calling us after the fact when they've signed up for a plan. But I want to let everybody know today that there is there's an avenue for you. In these enrollment periods, you can make multiple decisions in the same exact enrollment period. And this is a little known secret that most people don't realize, Rob. If you've been out there and you've made a decision and you signed up somewhere online, or you called one of these national 800 numbers, whatever it may be, maybe you talked to one of the local carriers, and you're just not sure you made the right decision, it's okay. And if anything, have somebody take a second look at it. You can call one of the representatives at MediConnect. They can go down and go through the information. If at the end of that conversation, Rob, you decide that, you know what, maybe there's another option that's out there that's better for me, you can still make that move. It's the last application in that wins in the enrollment periods. So we've seen people come and they've made three or four different selections from October 5th to December 7th, and it's still okay. Whatever that last option is the option that we'll go through for January. So
listen, what you need to do is you need to call them right now and set up an appointment. It's that simple. You know, we can talk all day about this stuff, but the best way for you to get your needs met is to call them at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Brian and I will be back. We've got lots more to get to. Please stay with us, and as we go to break, why not call them now? 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. All right, we are back. Again, if you want to join us, 866-391-1020. Steve Hoffman is on the line, and I know you want to talk to him a little bit, mm-hmm. and we're going to bring him on the air right now. So, Steve, if you will, welcome to MediConnect Senior Zone. How are you? Hello, Steve. Where did he go?
I think we lost him.
We lost him. But anyway, we'll carry on. Let's talk about some of the other things that people need to know, and why, right. If you haven't done anything yet, you should have, but now would be a good time to call and make an appointment to make sure you get started as of Monday and do some things that are going to help you long term.
Yes, and I can give you some more examples. We like to call them pitfalls. In fact, we were just talking about this past week. We were talking to somebody to come into the office. They were concerned about their personal health insurance. They were a small business owner, so this really goes to the small business owners out there. The individual actually had turned 65, wanted to sign up for Medicare and come off of his group health insurance benefits at work. And the reason why was because the Medicare benefits were just more attractive, the pricing was competitive, and we started talking about the employees of that individual's companies and found out there was four or five others that were over the age of 65 that could qualify for Medicare but were still receiving group health insurance benefits. We were able to sit down and align a package deal for him to be able to adjust for the employees, to take them off of the group health insurance benefits, reduce the premium to the company, and then give a stipend to these individuals to help, you know, support them on the Medicare stage, which allowed to have a win-win situation. So there's so many different types of these stories going on out there, Rob, and that's why we always recommend the folks to just sit down and talk to somebody about it, because many times you might not, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And times, you know, we have it happen on a weekly basis where somebody comes into the office and they're like, oh, thank you, I wasn't aware of that, right? I'll give you another one. You talk to somebody who's on Medicare now or approaching Medicare, and they are healthy. You know, not everybody is, you know, sick, Rob, where they're using, you know, their health insurance on a day-to-day basis and they're constantly seeing, you know, five or six different specialists. There are people out there that have it just in case. Well, you'd be surprised how many people we meet with every day that say, hey, I have this health insurance plan. Can you review it? And we review it, and we're saying to them at the end of all of it, why are you spending $120 per month for this health insurance plan? Well, I want to have it just in case. You know, we're like, okay, but you're having annual checkups. You're relatively in good shape. You can have that same type of benefit package for much, much less. And they say, oh, but if I pay less, then I'm going to receive less. And there's where, you know, the misconception is in our market. That is not necessarily the case anymore. We have plans that are zero premium plans. They're $0, folks. And they have maximum out-of-pocket. What means is there is a ceiling set that if you happen to walk into that one given year where things go really, really bad and you couldn't predict that it was going to happen, obviously, it's not like it'll be the end of the world and it's going to take you bankrupt. So I'm concerned about those folks out there, though, Rob, that are spending $100 a month each and every month of each and every year. That dollar adds up over the course of time and might not have been the right position for them to be in. There's also folks out there that are spending much, much greater premiums for their Medicare supplement plans. These are the people that are on those letter plans, Plan F, Plan G, Plan N. We come across those many, many times where the premiums are even higher. And they really don't utilize the benefits because they aren't sick. Well, there are high deductible plans in the Medicare supplement space that could easily be able to accommodate your needs, have a maximum out of pocket that, God forbid, you have a bad year, that you can make sure that there's a safety net there for you. And we've seen premiums as low as $30 and $40 a month. So I just want to make sure the point of the story is don't always equate the premium to what your true benefit is that you're receiving.
That 0% thing, though, that gets me, because usually the 0% means you have 0% coverage on what you need to get. People really, it's not, and listen, there's something that will fit your pocketbook. Don't panic and when you hear numbers. Sit down and talk to someone before you even think about numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I want to correct to say $0, not 0%.
Okay.
But yes, those $0 plans, the federal government for those types of plans, and that's going back to the Medicare Advantage space, those types of plans, they can, you know, those plans are actually getting a reimbursement from the federal government. So people are under this impression that, wait a minute, you know, $0, what am I really going to get for $0? You actually can get a lot for $0 because the government is paying that health plan a monthly stipend to have you as a member of that health plan. So that's the reason why they can provide some benefit value to somebody for even as little as $0. So you speak about the veterans, for example, all the people out there that are receiving these veterans benefits that are on Medicare, they automatically should have one of these plans, Rob. They're getting additional benefits at no cost.
All right, listen, we have Joe and Steve both on the line right now, so we're going to engage both of them and get them on the line. Let's start off with Steve Hoffman. Steve, how you doing?
Good, Rob. How are you?
Let's say hi to Joe Randazzo. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Rob. How are you?
Oh, well, we got both of you guys on the line here today. Is anybody answering calls at the office?
I'm getting ready to run another appointment.
Brian. Well, great. Hey,
really ringing off the hook, so it's doing a great job. These guys liking what you're talking about.
Great. Yeah, Rob, we've been having at least 50 plus calls each and every Saturday, so appreciate all the folks calling in and hopefully getting their questions answered. Steve, you said that you're getting ready to run on an appointment. So, you know, if you don't mind me asking, you're more of the beat on the street out there in the public, seeing what's happening throughout this enrollment period. Do you have any updates for our folks?
Yeah, you know, I just want to tell a quick story, B, from something that happened to me yesterday morning. So I'm with a couple yesterday morning down in the Mon Valley. And when I first talked to them, they said, well, we just made a decision, but we're not sure we did the right thing. I said, great, let me come out and we'll just figure it out. We'll go back over everything. Well, what had happened was these folks were on a Medicare Advantage plan. It was doing well for them. Problem is, in the Mon Valley, we have a hospital called Mon Valley Hospital that's an independent. That means it's not part of the UPMC or Highmark or Allegheny Health Network.
Gotcha.
And some plans include them, some plans don't. That's where these folks go for their care, right? So they called one of those numbers that they saw the commercial on television, had a beautiful red, white, and blue Medicare card in a commercial, thought they were calling a Medicare number, not knowing they were calling a national insurance agency.
Gotcha.
They talk to somebody who doesn't understand our region at all and tells them, well, if you go to an independent hospital, you need to be in a Medicare supplement. So they took these folks off of their zero premium Medicare Advantage plan, put them in the Medicare supplement with standalone prescription plans, which now their premium went from zero per month up to nearly $400 because the couple was in their early 70s.
Mm.
These folks couldn't afford it.
Right.
And here's what they didn't realize. They were using an over-the-counter benefit that they got for free with their Medicare Advantage plan.
So explain that to me a little bit, Steve, because
sure.
I want to make sure that everybody out there listening understands what you're talking about there.
So Medicare Advantage plans can offer additional perks or services that Medicare supplements cannot offer. Things like dental, vision, hearing benefits, transportation benefits to get you to and from doctor's office visits or hospital stays. Some are offering over-the-counter benefits now where you get a catalog and you may get $25 a quarter or $40 a month to choose over-the-counter pharmaceutical items, things like Band-Aids or cough syrups or things that we would use on a daily basis, aspirins. And these folks were using that benefit, and they were using it to the full extent every month. So they didn't realize that they were losing all of that. So now not only are they paying about a $370 premium, they're losing another $80 a month between the two of them in benefits that they were getting.
Right. We were just talking about that a little earlier, too.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of listening to the show while I was driving around, and I'm like, man, I got to call in and tell them this story because it is so fitting that, you know, if you don't live in this region, you don't understand the makeup of this region. Look, I'm sure the 800 numbers have great intentions, but they're not folks that are from here. So they go with what they nationally do. They do a national med stop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now these folks were hurt as a result of it. So luckily, thank God, it was the enrollment period. And
right.
We were able to get them corrected right away. And they'll be back in order for December 1st. They're not even going to wait till January. I got them back into the Medicare Advantage plan for December the 1st.
Wonderful.
And they'll be back on track, and they only lose 1 month.
And that's a good point, too, Steve. Like, a lot of people don't understand that either. You know, if there's been issues or corrections that needed to be made, it doesn't always necessarily need to wait until January 1st, correct? I mean, there are people that we have signed up for November 1st effectives, for December 1st effectives, correct?
There are. There's special election periods. There's loopholes. And we're always looking to do what's in the best interest of the client. You know, full disclosure, my commission gets prorated extremely badly by putting them on a December 1st versus a January 1st.
Right.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter because these folks are back where they needed to be.
Exactly. And that's one of the benefits, I believe, of working with somebody from a local perspective, right, as you mentioned, is, you know, we understand the marketplace. In fact, you even live in the Mon Valley.
I do.
So it definitely helps when you understand and you know the territory well. And I was talking to Rob a little earlier about the concept of national firms and really where a lot of the disenrollment rates, and these are the people, what I mean by that sign up for these plans and go, uh-oh, something went wrong, I made a mistake, and then they're trying to back out of these plans, right? Well, not only is that not a good thing for the insurers, but it's also not a good thing for the customer themselves, right? I mean,
right.
You just talked about that couple and where all the, you know, potential ramifications play just by making a simple decision, talking to somebody over the telephone at one of these national firms. But Steve, you know, I was even talking to Rob about this too. Haven't you even seen this happen from an insurer perspective at the local level? Like, how many times have we had people call us and say, hey, I was speaking to this local company and I don't want to pick anybody out in particular,
sure.
Because it really happens at all of them. where I was speaking to the, you know, the internal rep for that organization. They thought everything was great. I signed up for them and then ended up getting me in trouble. And you got about 10 seconds here. We got to go to break.
Just go right back to your line you've been using on the radio since we started. The Toyota dealer is not going to sell you a Ford.
I like that answer. Back to Rob.
All right. Stay with us. More to come in a moment. All right, Steve Hoffman's still with us. Brian Breisinger is here. They're going to be there for a little bit longer today, not normally till around noon, but around 10:30. So if you need to call, please call them at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Brian.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Steve, I did get a message from Joe. He had to drop off the line, so I guess I'll have to save his story for next week. I guess they're getting inundated with the calls there at the office. I also did get a message, though, that they added a new workshop. So for the folks listening out in Burgettstown, we will be out at the Burgettstown Community Library on November 20th at 6 p.m. You can sign up for the workshop online at MediConnectInsurance.com or give one of our representatives a call at the office here today at 888-818-6334. And make sure you get your seat at the community library here in the next few weeks. So, Steve, I wanted to circle back because before we let you go, I was talking a little earlier to Rob, and we were discussing the concept of $0 premium Medicare Advantage plans and where they can be a good fit for folks and they cannot be such a good fit for folks and why you can't just look at an ad on TV, because that's really what we see mostly, right? When you're watching the television screen, everything, $0, $0, $0. There are benefits for them, and there are, you know, times where it probably isn't the right fit for folks. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I would say the first thing is it goes back to a person's individual needs, right? I mean, look, zero premium plans are great. They're not going to have the same types of enriched benefits that a higher premium plan would have. So somebody who's generally healthy, maybe somebody who's a veteran, somebody who, you know, just does routine doctor care, maybe goes to a specialist a couple times a year. Those types of people are ideal candidates, generally speaking. There's always nuances, right?
And if you don't mind me cutting you off, why veterans? Because you mentioned that. I want to make sure the people understand
that. Veterans have the ability to use the VA hospital or the VA doctors. They can get their prescriptions most times from the VA, depending on how their income levels fall. There's been some changes in the VA over the years, but typically, a zero premium plan works good as a backup option or another option for veterans to have. And somebody who has veterans benefits and can use the VA hospitals and doctors shouldn't necessarily be paying a premium for something that they're going to very rarely use.
Right, but they can get these ancillary benefits of the Medicare Advantage plans is really what you're talking to, right?
Yep.
So that over-the-counter benefit, the dental, hearing, and vision, transportation.
Transportation, which is a big deal for a lot of veterans.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so those are big benefits. There's sometimes post-hospital stay meals. There's all kind of ancillary benefits that could be added onto those products. But then there's the folks that aren't always the best fit for a zero premium plan, right? I mean, the first thing that pops into my mind would be people who have Medicare and Medicaid.
Yes, that's a big
one. Somebody that falls into that population shouldn't be in a regular zero premium Medicare Advantage plan. They have special needs plans for these folks that have even more enhanced benefits. But again, when you're dealing with national stuff or somebody who doesn't really understand all the intricacies, you know, I know we're not supposed to talk about carriers, but if you live outside of this region, you've probably never heard of Gateway Health Plan.
Right.
Gateway Health Plan is one of the larger carriers in this region for people who have both Medicare and Medicaid. National carriers have them. All the regional carriers have them. But I'm just using that as an example because that's not a name that's going to resonate to a insurance company or one of these call centers that you call into that aren't from this region.
And Steve, if I could step in, for the folks in northern West Virginia, this year is the first year where they actually have a dual eligible Medicare Advantage plan in northern West Virginia in some of those counties. So that's a big deal.
I've worked that area for years. I mean, I used to spend the majority of my enrollment period in that northern West Virginia area. And Brian, I can't tell you how many times I had to walk out of houses because they just didn't have a decent plan available for these folks.
Right. Which is dual eligible, what you mean by decent, right?
Yes.
You're using a technical term there.
I'm sorry. sometimes I forget.
So what about the folks out there now that are listening and saying, hey, you know what, Steve, I'm probably comfortable where I am, or, you know, I've already talked to somebody at the carrier level or at one of these, you know, national firms, and I think I'm good. You know, we get that all the time. I think I'm fine. You know, what would you have to say to those people?
I think you brought it up earlier, Carol and Jerry.
Yeah.
That listened to this radio show that came into our office earlier this week. They actually met with me.
Oh, okay.
Those folks actually, they did their meeting with me. That they had a great retirement plan. Carol had from 33 years of service with Bell Telephone and now Verizon.
Gotcha.
That appointment only lasted about 20 minutes. And that's because 10 minutes of it, we were just talking about family and things.
Mm-hmm.
It took about 3 minutes to look at the benefits of her plan to say, you know what? You are in the perfect spot. Don't let anybody ever talk you out of this. And in that little bit of time, you could just see the relief in her face.
Right.
And she said, I'm good. I don't have to worry about this anymore.
Right. So sometimes that peace of mind matters. You
peace
know?
Of mind matters more than anything else that we could do. All the years of doing this, I tell every client I meet with, your peace of mind is more important than anything else that's going to happen. Because at this stage of your life, you don't want to be laying awake at night thinking, did I make a mistake with my health care? Because it's important to you.
Steve, we'll let you go. Appreciate the time. Thanks for buzzing in today and giving us some of your insights.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
All right. Great stuff. Listen, I'm going to give you a couple minutes to wrap this thing up. We got like 2 minutes, but I think we have more than enough for people to go on, right?
Yes. There's a lot of information I know we threw out there today, but, you know, really to just sum it all up, if you're over 65 or under 65, now is the time to be making phone calls, getting information, getting questions answered. These enrollment periods are enrollment periods, and by that we mean there is a deadline to them. For folks under the age of 65 on the individual scene, you're running until December 15th, and for folks on Medicare, we end December 7th. I would highly recommend, and I say this each and every year, and it doesn't seem like it gets across to everybody, Rob, I would highly recommend that you make the phone calls now, get your questions answered now. Don't wait until the last couple days of the enrollment period to do it. And I say this every year, and every year at the end of the enrollment period, Rob, with 2 or 3 days left, our phones just start lighting up. And it's unfortunate because there are times that we have not been able to reach everybody. Last year in particular, there were several folks that we tried to. We were running appointments until 11:50 p.m. the night of the deadline to try and get everybody in. It'd be much nicer if we could just meet with them, 2 weeks before the deadline. That would be great. So if you have any questions, you want to get an independent point of view. That's what MediConnect's for. We can meet with you in person at our office. We're at off the Crafton exit on I-79. You can speak to one of our telephonic reps if you prefer to get your questions answered right over the telephone at 888-818-6334. Call that office if you want somebody to come out to your home and visit with you. We do home visits all over the region. As Steve mentioned, he was just down in the Mon Valley. He lives down there. He visits with a lot of folks throughout that entire region. We have them all over the place. We run into Ohio, northern West Virginia, up to Erie, and out to Harrisburg. So we cover a pretty big, wide geographic map there, Rob. So call in, get your questions answered. I know we talked about a lot of different topics here today, but I think the most important thing is making sure that you understand that there is an independent voice out there for you.
All right. Always a pleasure. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it, Rob. As always, thank you for having us on.
All right. Now, listen, here's that phone number. It is 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. You can find out more at MediConnectInsurance.com.